Pine Ridge has a new bank, financial literacy hub, and art space, and it's all on wheels. Rolling Res Arts is a mobile creative space, business training center, and bank, all in one bus that is crisscrossing Pine Ridge in part to help spur art-based economic development. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
The Rolling Res Arts bus stems from a marketing study done by First Peoples Fund on the needs within the communities of Pine Ridge. The study found art is rooted deeply in Lakota culture as an inherent part of the community. But artists on Pine Ridge often lack a place to work and lack access to a bank. Brandy McDonald is with First Peoples Fund. It's one of the organizations behind this effort.
It provides a space, it provides access to capital, it provides these resources, and it connects people in the community with mentors, with culture bearers at the same time, which is beautiful to think about, is that it's able to kind of do that and continue to move into the space that the people that have identified those needs live.
The bus has a designated banking area and can be configured as a classroom, art space, or even a computer lab. One goal is to build an economy around the arts and culture on Pine Ridge. But Jeremy Staub with First Peoples Fund says this can't happen without access to a bank.
We're thinking about, you know, asset building in the long term. You know, how do we get people comfortable with banking? And traditionally, there may be some mistrust in banking. And so how do we rebuild those relationships and instruct people on how to balance their bank accounts and how to utilize credit? And so the mobile unit will allow them to have access, or at least extend Lakota Fund Credit Union's services to all those areas.
The bus is wrapped in images of buffalo by Lakota artist Don Montalo. Organizers say the next phase of the project is a permanent building in Kyle called the Oglala Lakota Art Space that includes a community studio, meeting space, classrooms, and gallery to serve the needs of local artists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.